This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 8th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Sarah Rudolph of John Lothian News. The story is titled FIA Expo Panel Explores the Future of Crypto Market Structure. The last panel of the last day of Expo was surprisingly well attended, perhaps because it was about cryptocurrency, a topic that sprang up on many of the other Expo panels that were not even supposed to be discussing cryptocurrency. An earlier panel had talked about crypto regulation. This last one, titled Crypto Market Structure, explored market structure issues that affect the crypto world, such as hyperfragmentation, the immaturity of the market relative to traditional financial products, and the absence of prime brokers. The rapid innovation in crypto has brought new ways of offering leverage to retail participants in the markets. Leverage used to be reserved more for institutions, and there was a big untapped ball of customers out there who had trouble gaining access to that feature of trading, said Luke Horsten, the CEO of Bitnomial. To read the rest of this story, you can find it on John Lothian News. Here are the comments and stories from the Hits and Takes section of today's JLN. Intercontinental Exchange plans to launch 4 new index futures contracts based on the MSCI Climate Paris Aligned Indices, subject to regulatory approval, in January of 2022 on ICE Futures US. Also, Intercontinental Exchange announced that ICE Benchmark Administration Limited, IBA, has launched its U.S. dollar SOFR ICE swap rate for use as a benchmark in financial contracts and financial instruments by licensees. The Securities Traders Association is accepting nominations for the 2021 STA Women in Finance Awards, the STA Woman in Finance Ken Heath Award, and the STA Woman in Finance Mentor of the Year Award. The deadline for nominees is Friday, November 19th, 2021. ARIS swap futures are setting open interest records. Open interest in ARIS swaps ended October at 422,550, up 100% year-to-date. Front-month open interest has grown more than 400% year-to-date, ending October at a record level of 148,772 contracts. Murphy & McGonigal was named Law Firm of the Year for Securities Regulation for the second year in a row in the 2022 edition of U.S. News, Best Lawyers, Best Law Firms. In 2021, the firm welcomed Stephen Gannon to its new Banking and Financial Services Practice Group in April and saw the transition of Elizabeth Land Davis to chair. The FT has a special report titled FTFM, Fixed Income. The stories include Q&A, Where Next for Bonds, Central Banks and Interest Rates. The FT's Tommy Stubbington and Kate Duguid answer your question. The second is Inflation-Linked Bonds See Their Stock Rise. Concerns over steeply rising prices are fueling flows into ETFs that can offer protection. The next is investors warned that crypto yield products are not bonds. Loans offered via decentralized finance networks have been compared to fixed income securities. The next is pandemic's digital push shows future of bond trading. More accurate price data and more fixed income tracker funds have moved markets forward 5 years. The next is in charts bond funds where the money flowed in 2021. Data of inflows and outflows show the impact of the coronavirus pandemic and changing economic forecasts. The next and last is emerging markets bonds fall victim to fickle sentiment. In the topsy-turvy world of developing world debt issuance, good times never seem to last. Copper.co, a provider of institutional digital asset custody and trading solutions, today announced the launch of its inaugural TV advertising campaign, exclusively on Bloomberg TV, starring the actress Rebecca Ferguson. Trading Technologies made a match of contributions to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Thank you to TT and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Chuck Mackey provides his own take on FIA's well-attended last day Back to the Futures FIA Expo 2021 Day 2, available on Medium. There's a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from today's first read section of JLN. From Bloomberg, winning horse appears to blow cover of trader hiding in Florida. Riza Zarab helped U.S. convict a Turkish banker in 2017. Turkish media says he's now running a Florida horse farm. A gold trader who disappeared after testifying about a U.S. sanctions evasion scheme he masterminded has apparently had his assumed identity blown by a horse. In late August, a photo appeared in PS Dressage magazine as part of an article about Sonata MF, a horse who had just become a national champion in the equestrian sport. The since-removed picture showed Aaron Goldsmith, the smiling owner of the facility near Palm Beach, Florida, where the horse trained. My comment, he would have been better off with a slow horse. Here is a story from BBC. COP26, fossil fuel industry, has largest delegation at climate summit. Campaigners led by Global Witness assessed the participant list published by the UN at the start of this meeting. They found that 503 people with links to fossil fuel interests had been accredited for the climate summit. My comment. And the fossil fuel industry was blowing out a lot of gas there, too. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Art is among the hottest markets on earth. Christie's, Sotheby's, and Phillips get ready to sell off at least $1.6 billion worth of art, including works that could sell for 15 times their asking price. Collectors know exactly what they want from art. More. A lot more. Starting Tuesday, the world's chief auction houses, Sotheby's, Christie's, and boutique house Phillips, will seek to sell at least $1.6 billion worth of art during a two-week series of sales, setting an expectation they haven't met in the past 3 years. The houses estimate that at least 15 pieces will sell for over $20 million, including examples led by Alberto Giacometti, Mark Rothko, and Vincent van Gogh. Recent discoveries, such as Reggie Burroughs Hodges, are also poised to fly to records. How to tell? Last month in London, Mr. Hodges' auction debut, For the Greater Good, sold for $606,685, nearly 15 times its estimate. My comment, does this art come with an NFT? If not, then I'm not bidding. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was the CME press release. CME signs 10-year partnership with Google Cloud to transform global derivatives markets through cloud adoption. Second was a press release from the London Stock Exchange Group. The London Stock Exchange is developing a new market solution for the voluntary carbon markets. Third was Bitcoin bulls see trillions of inflows when spot ETF wins approval about the holy grail of a physically backed crypto ETF. This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 9th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. It's a short newsletter today. This morning, Comcast internet service went down across the Midwest, causing this newsletter to be delayed. I have Comcast at my home, and others on the team do too. Apologies for the lateness of the newsletter. Even our backups of backups were impacted by the Comcast issues. Wedbush's Bob Fitzsimmons is raising money for Covenant House, a place where young people are welcomed with unconditional love and provided warm meals, education opportunities, job training, medical care, mental health and substance use counseling, and legal aid, essential services designed to help them build independent futures. This is part of Sleep Out Saturday. You can find out more about Covenant House and supported it by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign today. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, investment company staff required to get special approval to hire white men. A multinational investment firm is forcing staff to seek approval before hiring white men in one of the most stringent diversity policies in the financial sector to date. State Street said it would require managers to demonstrate they had interviewed female and ethnic minority candidates before the company would sign off the hiring of a white man to a senior role. My comment, someday we will look back and laugh at this. Maybe not today. Here is another story from Bloomberg. Alan Greenspan has a word or two of advice for markets, and that's it. Too much central bank communication can become a liability. Alan Greenspan realized when it came to taming markets and managing perceptions of how the world's dominant economy should be steered, a few carefully chosen words could be invaluable. It's a lesson today's central bankers from Sydney to London would do well to reflect upon after investors were whipsawed by monetary policy decisions in recent days. My comment, to quote Alan Greenspan, I guess I should warn you, if I turn out to be particularly clear, you've probably misunderstood what I've said. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was JLN's FIA Expo panel explores the future of crypto market structure by Sarah Rudolph. Second was investors take aim at private equity's use of private jets from the Financial Times. Third was the Wall Street Journal's Wall Street pushes back as SEC targets business practices that generate billions about payment for order flow. This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 10th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Later this morning, we will have the first video from our FIA Industry Leader Series from Expo 2021 in Chicago last week. The first one is our interview with CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump. Look for it on johnlothiannews.com. Clive Furness, the CEO of Contango Markets Limited, had this to say about the CME and Google's deal on LinkedIn. The CME Group announcement of their partnership with Google heralds, in my view, a complete change in the value proposition for exchanges. I believe that we are now witnessing the start of the new exchange world where data is of more value than the transactions themselves. Of course, the transition may take a while, but I truly believe that what we witnessed last week was the birth of the new world and will spawn completely new types of products, transaction methodologies, and participants. I, for one, am massively excited about the opportunities this heralds. Eurex is a sponsor of a virtual conference, Asia Risk Congress 2021, which runs for 5 days from November 15th to 19th. The conference focuses on risk and regulation, climate risks, non-financial risk, derivatives, and quantitative finance, and investing, and will discuss the latest on LIBOR transition, regulatory developments, non-financial risk, and derivatives. Professionals from buy-side firms, banks, regulators, and corporates are eligible for a free delegate ticket to the conference. There's a link in today's newsletter to register. The latest FIA data tracker is out showing monthly data on customer funds held at U.S. futures commission merchants. Montreal Exchange announced the upcoming launch of its 30-year Government of Canada Bond Futures, LGB, market-making program on November 29th. MX has partnered with National Bank Financial and Desjardins Securities to provide liquidity in the 30-year point of the Canadian listed yield curve. John Angelos of Cboe shared this on LinkedIn. Cboe Global Markets is hiring a director, credit derivative sales, based out of either Chicago or New York City. The ideal candidate is someone who comes from the credit derivative space and has a deep understanding of the credit ecosystem, e.g. OTC, CDX, TRS, ETF, HYG, LQD, preferably from a buy-side or sell-side firm. If you or anyone you know is interested in applying, please reach out to Katie Toll. That's ktoll, K-T-O-L-L-E dot C-O-N at cboe.com. The Cboe is making progress on development of its trading floor. Here is a latest video showing the progress of the construction. There's a link in today's newsletter. Fairex posted a text exchange on LinkedIn to promote the fact that they traded over 10,000 contracts in a day. This was very creative marketing by Fairex. The basic data was out previously, but the Tuesday FIA webinar on third quarter global derivatives volume and open interest still held a few points of interest. Presenters Will Ackworth, Senior VP of FIA Publications Data and Research, and Lisa Cavallari, Russell Investments Director of Fixed Income Derivatives and Commodities, pointed out several highlights of the period. We knew equity contracts, particularly in their new micro formation, have been driving volume growth. Total volume for the third quarter reached 15.8 billion contracts, surpassing a record of 14.8 billion set in the first quarter. Separately, open interest reached a record 1.13 billion contracts at the end of the third quarter, fueled largely by an increase in trading in North America. Less well known was the utilization of global futures has been growing over the past 5 years, Ackworth said. The stabilization of interest rate futures and options volume around the 1 billion contract level over the last two quarters was also worth noting. But trading has moved from the once popular two-year sector towards the longer end of the yield curve. Cboe Options Institute will host a free 75-minute webinar on new developments in 24/5 around-the-clock options trading on Wednesday, November 17th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. It's just in time for the debut of extended global trading hours for SPX and VIX options, which will be lengthened on November 21st, subject to regulatory approval. More information on the event is available with a link in today's newsletter. The World Federation of Exchanges just published a focus special on COP26. Featured is Bolsa de Valores de Colombia, BVC, which is on course to make its operations net zero by the end of 2021. In the video address, BVC outlines its plan to help Colombian transition to a more inclusive, low-carbon, and digital economy. You can watch this video with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's GLN. From Bloomberg, Elon Musk loses $50 billion in 2 days in record wealth plunge. Slide is biggest two-day drop in history of billionaires index. Musk remains world's richest person by $83 billion margin. Elon Musk has lost $50 billion so far this week after Tesla Inc. shares plunged for the second day in a row. It's the biggest two-day decline in the history of the Bloomberg Billionaires Index and the biggest one-day fall after Jeff Bezos' $36 billion plunge following his divorce from Mackenzie Scott in 2019. My comment, it was good while it lasted. I remember it like it was the day before yesterday. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Pfizer, BioNTech ask FDA to expand COVID-19 booster use to all adults. If FDA grants the request, the company's booster shot will be cleared for people 18 years and older, in addition to certain high-risk adults already eligible. Pfizer and partner BioNTech SE asked U.S. health regulators to expand the authorization of their COVID-19 booster to people as young as 18 years old as the government explores expanding access to extra doses. Mike Hammett, this would be a huge step forward for the U.S. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the one with the most provocative title: investment company staff required to get special approval to hire white men, from the Telegraph via Yahoo Finance. Second was our lead story: EU set to ban trading practice helping power meme stock mania, from Bloomberg. Third was Euronext breaks LSE deal to move clearing functions to Italy, from the Financial Times. This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 11th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Today is Veterans Day in the U.S. Today, the NYSE and representatives of the U.S. military will observe a two-minute moment of silence at 9:20 a.m. to honor military servicemen and women. A single strike of the NYSE bell at 9:20 will indicate the start of the moment of silence. Citadel's Ken Griffin sure does not like Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. According to the Crane Chicago Business Report from a New York Times summit, Griffin promises to bankroll a Pritzker challenger. "I'm going to make sure that if he runs again, that I am all in to support the candidate who will beat him," Griffin said, according to Crane's. According to Bloomberg, there are three types of sharks that live in the Thames River, which was declared biologically dead back in 1957. There's no word on which banks the sharks work at. Morningstar has a paper out titled "Beyond Net Zero: Supporting the Transition to a Climate-Resistant Planet." Maggie Peloso, a partner at Vinson and Elkins, joined the Modern Money Smart podcast to talk about how the talks in Glasgow will shape the future of ESG and disclosure. Also, the Museum of American Finance on Tuesday, December 7th, 2021, from 5 p.m. to 6:15 p.m., is holding a virtual panel discussion on SPACs, the new IPO. The panel will discuss the role of SPACs as an increasingly popular alternative to the more traditional IPO, and includes Andrew Cohen, founder and CIO, Defesa Capital Management; E. Ramey Lane, partner Vinson and Elkins LLP; David Panton, managing partner, SPAC Operations, Navigation Capital Partners LP; and Eklavya Sarath, global head of SPAC listings and managing director of listing services at NASDAQ. I replaced the thumbnail of the Ed Tilly video because the first version of it looked like CBOE's chairman, CEO, and president was going to sneeze. Thank you to Bloomberg's Larry Tabb for the heads up. Later today, we are publishing the FIA Expo interview that we did with two TT CEOs, one outgoing and one incoming. Tim Giannopoulos and Keith Todd were interviewed at Expo by Suzanne Cosgrove about the recent deal for Seven Ridge to purchase Trading Technologies. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. FOW has announced the shortlist for the FOW International Awards 2021. FOW will follow up on December 2nd with an in-person ceremony to announce the 2021 winners and celebrate their excellence and achievements. If you're interested in joining them at the ceremony, you can contact William Brown at wbrowne@euromoneyplc.com. For more information about tickets and table bookings, the CME Group's FedWatch tool, which reflects price moves in the exchange Fed Funds futures contract, now suggests a 17.2% probability of a 25 basis point rate hike at the Federal Open Market Committee's March 22nd meeting. That reading followed the Department of Labor's Wednesday's release of the U.S. Consumer Price Index for October, an inflation gauge that showed a 6.2% increase last month compared with a year earlier. It was the largest 12-month increase since the period ending November 1990, the government said. More analysis is available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have two videos out. The first is FIA Expo 2021 video. Ed Tilley lays out SIBO's global vision. John Lothian News interviewed Ed Tilley, Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer of CBOE Global Markets at FIA Expo last week following a panel with other U.S. exchange leaders. CBO is expanding across all geographies and asset classes, and its vision for global growth is providing access to all of its customers, Tilley said in the video interview. To watch this video, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. The second video is FIA Expo 2021 video. CFTC stump corrects misperception, talks politics. CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump rolled her eyes when asked who regulates cash cryptocurrency markets. Speaking to John Lothian in a video interview following her keynote address last week at the FIA Expo, Stump said the question is an unfortunate example of what she sees as an ongoing mission to correct confusion over what agency regulates what entity. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Sorry, Wall Street, you're going to have to work New Year's Eve. New Year's Day on a Saturday means work on Friday, Monday. People are going to lose their minds, Boca Forrest says. It's the Grinch that stole New Year's. Thanks to whoever created an obscure piece of New York Stock Exchange red tape, officially known as Rule 7.2, U.S. equity markets won't commemorate the start of 2022 with a holiday. My comment, and just like that, a bunch of people asked for a day off. Here's a story from Business Insider. Ken Griffin thinks Bitcoin will be replaced by Ethereum and says the Reddit-fueled conspiracy theories about his involvement in the GameStop saga are like a bad SNL joke. Citadel Ken's Griffin thinks Bitcoin will be disrupted by a superior cryptocurrency based on Ethereum's blockchain in the future, according to a Wednesday interview with DealBook's Andrew Ross Sorkin. The comments came after Griffin said the only way one can value cryptocurrencies is by hoping that someone will buy them at a higher price in the future. Griffin remains skeptical of crypto and to this day sees no commercial case for Bitcoin due to its large energy footprint, low transaction speeds, and vulnerability to fraud. My comment, wait, a bad SNL joke? Ken has no sense of humor, I guess? Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Bloomberg's The Unemployed Trader Who Became a $700 Million Exile, a video about Sanjay Shah and the biggest tax heist in European history. Second was the CBOE video on LinkedIn showing the exchange's progress on the construction of its trading floor. Third was Farex text exchange posted on LinkedIn to promote Farex's trading over 10,000 contracts in a day. This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for November 12, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Erica James has been appointed to Morgan Stanley's board of directors. James is the first woman and first person of color to become the dean of the Wharton School. She is also the first woman of color to sit on the Morgan Stanley board. Congratulations. Farex has set the following daily records of contracts traded since its launch. On June 28th, they traded 540 contracts. On July 19th, 1,572. On August 27th, 4,281. On September 22nd, 6,001. On October 4th, 8,759. And on November 10th, 14,016. The notional open interest of MSCI China A50 Connect U.S. dollar index futures at Hong Kong Exchange has surpassed the $1 billion level, Kevin Rideout of Hong Kong said. The nodal exchange has posted a new open interest record this week, surpassing 160,000 contracts in its environmental market suite. Nodal's open interest in environmental markets reached 160,230 contracts on November 9th on Nodal and is up over 80% year to date. The FINRA Foundation Dissertation Completion Fellowship Program is seeking to expand the pipeline of researchers from racial and ethnic backgrounds whose underrepresentation in the U.S. professorate has been severe and longstanding. To achieve that goal, the FINRA Foundation Dissertation Completion Fellowship will provide an award of up to $40,000 to advanced doctoral candidates within their last year of PhD dissertation writing to support completion of their dissertation research and writing. The application deadline is December 17, 2021, and the notification is March of 2022 for the fellowship year of June 1, 2022 to May 31st, 2023. There's a link for more details in the newsletter. On November 18th, 2021, at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, Interactive Brokers Webinars is holding an event about the career of Cboe's Catherine Clay, titled Making Her Mark, Catherine Clay, Leading with Ambition in Global Data and Analytics. The Georgetown University McDonough School of Business Center for Markets and Policy Financial Markets Quality Conference will be held on November 16th to 18th, and their agenda is out. You can click on a link in today's newsletter for more details and to register. Ray Pelicechia, Senior Director of Strategic Communications at FINRA, was among the group of employees included in the FINRA 2021 Award of Distinction honorees. There were no new donations to the JLN Marcus Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. We have not polled the winner for the raffle for a free video production from John Lothian Productions yet. The raffle ended in October. We will be announcing this on Monday. The World Federation of Exchanges Regulatory Affairs team has been running a series of videos during COP26 on the industry's response to climate issues currently under discussion in Glasgow. Today's focus is on the Luxembourg Stock Exchange, which is part of the Net Zero Financial Services and Providers Alliance. In the presentation, LuxSE says the market infrastructure providers have a crucial role to play in the transition to a low carbon and more inclusive economy. You can watch it with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have another video from FIA Expo. FIA Expo 2021 video, Trading Technologies Execs Say Deal Was Good for Industry. It was nearly a week after Trading Technologies announced it would be acquired by the private equity firm Seven Ridge, along with its limited partners CBOE Global Markets, Inc., and the Singapore Exchange, but the company's top executives were still celebrating. Interviewed together at the FIA Expo last week, Tim Giannopoulos, Chairman and CEO of Trading Technologies, and Keith Todd, incoming CEO of TT and current chairman of and CEO of KRM22, were positively giddy with excitement about the deal. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from NPR. How SARS-CoV-2 in American deer could alter the course of the global pandemic. Scientists have evidence that SARS-CoV-2 spreads explosively in white-tailed deer and that the virus is widespread in this deer population across the United States. Researchers say the findings are quite concerning and could have vast implications for the long-term course of the coronavirus pandemic. Since SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus that causes the disease COVID-19, first emerged, there have been several signs that white-tailed deer would be highly susceptible to the virus and that many of these animals were catching it across the country. My comment, this is not good news. It is an important breed. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Central bankers are blowing up macro hedge funds. Policymakers have roiled bond markets, making life tricky for fixed income traders. Some of the most storied names in the hedge fund firmament are nursing staggering losses after bond yields whipsawed in recent weeks. Central bankers would do well to acknowledge that the market dislocation doesn't just afflict financial players, with borrowing costs generally jumping in a haphazard fashion. Their recent communications failures pose real risk to the real economy. My comment, I am sure the hedge fund managers are also doing their part in blowing up their funds. The object is not to win, it is to stay in the game. That is winning. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Americans need to learn to live more like Europeans. Supply-side chain shortages are constraining U.S. consumers' endless appetite for buying whatever they want, whenever they want. It's about time. It's become the conventional wisdom that the U.S. economy is built on Americans' endless appetite to buy lots and lots of stuff. Household consumption makes up about 67% of GDP. When the economy falters, we're told spending is our patriotic duty, but suddenly Americans can't spend like they used to. Store shelves are emptying, and it can take months to find a car, refrigerator, or sofa. If this continues, we may need to learn to do without, and whores live more like Europeans. That might actually not be a bad thing, because the U.S. economy could be healthier if it were less reliant on consumption. My comment, if it involves eating quiche, count me out. Here's a press release from SGX. Better happens together for SGX Cares beneficiaries as Bull Charge Charity Run concludes fundraising for the year. 18th Bull Charge Charity Run draws over 4,000 participants virtually from around the world. SGX presents check for more than $2 million Singapore dollars to SGX Cares beneficiaries. SGX Cares beneficiaries were the winners as the 18th annual Bull Charge Charity Run concluded Singapore Exchange's fundraising efforts for the year. At a ceremony at SGX Center today, a check for $2,060,888 Singapore dollars was presented to the community chest, which will channel all proceeds to the adopted SGX Cares beneficiaries for 2021. AWWA Limited, Autism Association Singapore, FIU Community Services, HSSA Community Services, and Shared Services for Charities. My comment, that is a lot of bull charging for the best reasons. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Griffin promises to bankroll a Pritzker challenge from Crane Chicago Business about the billionaire Ken Griffin's hatred of the Illinois governor. Second was hedge fund 2-and-20 fee structure in SEC's chief's crosshair from Bloomberg via Yahoo News. Third was the unemployed trader who became a $700 million exile from Bloomberg, which was our top story Wednesday. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast if you haven't yet. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.